Well, I've said to you that we try to cut back to Rachel Brown, if possible, who is our Europe correspondent, to see whether there's any new information emerging about Norway's terrible, the attack on Norway by a bomb blast and also a shooting attack on a whole group of young Labour activists and representatives. And Rachel Brown, who's been at work for 18 hours, so I do appreciate her time. Thank you very much indeed for joining us again, Rachel.
Pleasure.
It's just a very quick update. I was particularly taken, and I think listeners might, having initially thought to myself this is probably their Columbine High massacre, then hearing the Prime Minister with that very solemn announcement, sort of warning, our democracy will not be shaken, we will defeat this. Has any more emerged at all, even in terms of hearsay, about threats that the Norwegian government knew might be coming?
No, none of that at all, Geraldine. And Jens Stoltenberg, as you mentioned, I was watching him and got goosebumps. He looked quite visibly shaken.
He
and,
did.
Of course, he was arguably a target. He could have, should have, possibly would have been in that government building. He was also scheduled to appear at Utøya on the island to give a speech to the youth that had gathered there for the summer camp where they gather every year. So he was, as I said, just looked a broken man tonight, quite shocked because these things don't happen to Norway. He was speaking about how over the last couple of years they've intensified the work to prevent this kind of criminality, but he said that Norway is not used to dealing with terror, but he came out fighting. He said they'll be fighting the violence with democracy, and perhaps a little less naivety, but definitely more democracy, and he called it an attack on Norway's policies,
yes,
an attack on Norway's youth.
Well, The Guardian is reporting that Norwegian television had suggested a previously unknown group called Helpers of the Global Jihad had posted a message online claiming the attacks were, quotes, only the beginning of a response by some Norwegian periodicals to publish the cartoons portraying the Prophet Muhammad. Now, one's always very careful in this sort of early stages about these sorts of claims, but again, any more on that?
That was one of the speculations initially, Geraldine, because the building that was blown up in the centre of Oslo was also the home of one of the country's most popular tabloids. And as you know, a lot of the papers in Norway found themselves, you know, in a lot of trouble for republishing the derogatory cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. So,
but when was that? I mean, that was years ago, was it?
Well, yeah, it's still bubbling along, though. And a lot of those Scandinavian countries, there has been a lot of anger there. But police have come out and said that they don't think there's any Islam links. There was talk about a possible Al-Qaeda link. But the choice of targets, government buildings and a political youth rally,
where the Prime Minister was about to attend.
Exactly. That suggests a more possibly political agenda than the mass casualty approach that we've seen typically employed by Al-Qaeda.
All right, Rachel, look, thank you so much. And I know that you're going home for a rest and we'll be back on deck, but thank you very much indeed for your reports today.
What is a worry, I should point out, though, is the undetonated explosives that have been found on the island. It's not been revealed how much has been found yet, but it sure looks like this was planned to be a much, much bigger attack, and that police obviously shot him before he was able to detonate some of those explosives.
So he's been captured, hasn't he? I didn't realise he'd been shot.
He was, from some reports I've read, he was shot and apprehended. He's a 32-year-old ethnic Norwegian. Now, initially, and this is when I was hearing initial reports of possible more bomb blasts being expected in Oslo, I was waiting for things to happen then, and then we learnt of a man opening fire at a summer camp and attention switched to that. And when that started, Twitter was on fire with these predictions of more explosions at the summer camp, and then they kind of dulled down over a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden police have come out and said, yes, we have found undetonated explosives.
So this came from Twitter, these suggestions that there was more material on the island.
Yeah, and that's been amazing today, the amount of information that's come out, and that's also where I found out quite early the Islamist link that was, you know, quite a high priority on Twitter then, and then it kind of died away as more and more of the Norwegian authorities said, no, this looks like a domestic link. And of course, constructing a large car bomb, which they think was behind the Oslo blast, requires such a degree of sophistication. So I think this will take some time before we know who's behind this, and of course, how many people. There may be still people at large who were connected with this.
Quite. It certainly doesn't sound like a single operation, or it does really sound like more than two disenchanted young men, Columbine High type. Rachel, thank you again very much indeed.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Rachel Brown, reporting from Europe, reporting our Europe correspondent, reporting from London. Of course, do go to News Radio and News 24 for updates. The ABC will be keeping you fully informed throughout the day, and I think a great deal of shock emanating from this.